This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's going to be a period of time in the Biden administration that might well be called the Great Undoing, putting a pause on or reversing a lot of what the previous occupant of the White House did. Thus, today, another round of executive orders and actions and memoranda and guidance, a lot of them tied to the pandemic. More help for state and local governments, including safely reopening schools, better collection and sharing of pandemic data, and how the administration plans to use the Defense Production Act. And at the same time, President Biden has rejoined the Paris Climate Accord and is revoking permits for the Keystone XL pipeline. So on the theory that there is going to be more of the same coming, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains what's in a new president's toolbox.
A new administration can make significant policy changes on day one because of how modern presidents tend to get stuff done. Rather than asking Congress to go along with what they want, presidents use executive agencies they control. And former President Donald Trump really leaned into this strategy. Aaron Klein is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
A lot of his legacy is through executive action and regulatory choices, and that empowers the new Biden administration to undo many of Trump's policies.
Making some changes is as simple as signing a document, but changing actual regulations can be a bit harder. One way to do it is with the Congressional Review Act.
What it does is it gives the new administration and the Congress 60 in-session days where they can give directive on a rule that needs to be rolled back.
Nikitra Bailey is a vice president at the Center for Responsible Lending. Her group felt the sting of the Congressional Review Act in 2017 when a brand new Trump administration used it to overturn a regulation limiting forced arbitration.
They actually rescinded it through CRA and literally prohibited kind of class action lawsuits.
Now the group is pushing to use the CRA to overturn several Trump-era rules. Another way an administration can change policy is to let outside groups do it for them in court.
These two regulations that we're suing about right now, it is important to know that they just went into effect.
Nick Fish is president of American Atheists and is working with other groups to overturn rules about religious influence in social services and at universities.
Groups like us are out there making sure that any of these changes that the Trump administration tried to jam through in the last few minutes here can be rolled back using these lawsuits.
Fish says the Biden administration can choose not to fight on behalf of Trump administration rules, making the job for his side's lawyers potentially a bit easier. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.